Okay. A mafresh moyes linazirusoi. A nazir at the end of Naziris, an irregular, now he became Tom. A regular Naziris, he finishes, he has to bring three korbanos. A keves la'oilo, a kavsa la'chatos, and an ayel shlom. So it's a chatos, an oil, and a shlom. It was mafresh moyes, he set aside money. But he didn't say, this is for the chatos, this is for the oila, this is for the shlom. He just put aside money, this will be for the stop. So what's with that money if someone, is there me'il on that? So that's an interesting question, because chatos and oila, there is me'il on. Shlomim, skochim kalim, there is no me'il on. So what if someone takes that money? Is loy nenin veloy moyalin. Why? Mipnei she'ein ru'uyin, lahovi kulon shlomi. The way Tos learns, the simple way to go is that he could, you know, it's, when a person sets aside the money, Pashas, what he's going to do is, he's going to take, let's say, put $300 in Chos, $100 and buy a kevis for an oila, $100 a kapsa for a chatos, and $100 for the shlomi. But he could use all that money for shlomi. He didn't say this is shlom, this is chas. He could theoretically use all that money for shlomim, and he'll add on more money for the other thing. So since it all could be shlomim, that's how we treat it, and he can't bring a car meal on that. There's no meal on that. Mipnei shehein reuyin lovoi kulon shlomim. Since they all could be shlomim, there's no meal on that. Okay. Meis, the nozer died. Most stumen again. He didn't say what. He left over a pile of money. He was going to bring his carbonus and he died. So what happens now? Yiplul in a dove. It's Ketzam is Bech. Now, that is, that we don't know why at all. The Gemara knows as a machloikis of Yechner Rish Lokish. One says it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And one has a posuk. When money, Noz's money is left over, stam, it goes to Ketzam is Bech. On a chesh. Yeah. Most doom. Hifish most doom. The guy set aside, put a pile of money down, said, this is for my carbonus. Didn't say what went away. The guy dies. That's halacha Moshe Sinai, or it's in there. It's a kosov, then it goes, locate some Mizbeach. Next, let's keep going.
What would be the other option?
I have no idea. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see. Let's see if it's Mufurosh. Mufurosh. That means what? The guy said, here's $100 for my chatos. Here's $100 my shlomim. Here's $100 my oil. The guy dies. So what do we do now? Okay, so let's figure it out. The money of the chatos is like a chatos. So it's mesu baleo. Skit liyam amelach. The oil money, you bring an oil. We'll have a mission soon. And we had increases. No, was that mission? The yoled is the dies. You bring the oil. Why not? The oil is a dyer and baal. So somebody they'll bring the oil. That's all. The shlomim, you'll bring a shlomim. So that should have been by Stumen also. Theoretically, you could do that to figure it out. But that's Lach Mishnah. Once he didn't specify the money, and he dies, the Lach Mishnah says it just goes to Ketzam Mizbeah. Was it the Ketzam Mizbeah? We don't know. That's Lach Mishnah. Okay. So now, Moz Mefurosh. Demei Chatos, Yel Chul Yam HaMelech. Why? Because it's equivalent. You just look at it like it was that Karb. If it would have been a Karb Chatos in front of us, a guy dies, that's the classic Mesa Balel. We just had it yesterday. That's it. It goes to the Yemisa, and may the money go to Yam HaMelech. Loi nenin veloi moyalin, like we had before. Chatas ha-meisis, there's no meal on it. Okay, so the money, there's no meal. Demei oilo, yoviu oilo, umoyalin bohen. Because it's equivalent to oilo. Oilo's kochim, there's meal. It's on the money, there's meal. Demei shlomim, yoviu shlomim. Now, but we have to be careful. What kind of shlomim do you bring with it? What kedusha does that money have? Shalmen nozi. Now, Shalmei Nozer has two differences than most other Shlomim. Number one, it's only eaten Liyom V'Laila. Number two, there's a lot of Lechem that comes with it. Nozer has to bring Lechomim, like Toida, not quite, it's about 30, with the Toida. So what do? Yoviyu Shlomim V'necholim Liyom Echad. The Shlomim you bring is only eaten Liyom Echad, because that's the Gedush of that money. But here's an interesting thing, Vein Tunim Lechem. That Shlomim doesn't need lechem. Why? So the Rishonim bring, because it says, v'nosan al kapei ha-nozir. And there is no nozir here. The guy's not here. It's an interesting carbon. It's a shalmi nozir, that carbon, but it has no lechem. That's the sugya nozir, not for us right now. Basically, the Mishnah says a simple thing. You treat the money as if it were the carbon, except for two exceptions. The lechem, and when the money was stumen, which we wouldn't know what to do exactly with it, comes either halach moshmi sinai, or a posuk, it tells us, psanai amais, it goes, l'keit samiz beit. Oh. Who?
The fact that you could have been poided in money to some other money makes a difference, right?
What do we poided?
It's a pay transfer of Isha for a few golden coins for it to no. Transfer it to a different type of coin?
I don't think so.
Well, it's not the sort of timur on the money, is it?
No. No, you can't do it though. I think you make that transfer.
No? Like in Master Shani, for example, you cannot do this over here?
No. Because in a car, I mean, in a mum to be a big pigeon. There's no such thing by coaching money.
No, but this is in the man.
Yeah, I'm saying, but it's. You can't take the money like that. You can't do that. As far as I know, you can't do that. Okay, that comes from where the very strange kasha. Maskin flourish lokish. Listening to me, tell me a new din. Amafrish shmos lekinoi. We're going to learn soon kinim. What's kinim? Everybody has to bring a chatas and noila, your leather. Anytime you have to bring, so you mafish money. And from that money, you bring two birds. One's a chatas, one's an noila. Right? A kan, this is a nest, that's all it means. A pair of birds. One's going to be a chatas, one's going to be an noila. Now, let's say a guy's mafish money for a kan. So one's a chatas, one's an noila. Now that money, you'll zicha be moyo. Because see, ayachato, see, oilo, it's kochikoch and it's mila. It comes up with Rabbi Shlok, an interesting thing. When you bring kabonis and birds, either you bring a tor or a benyoin, right? A tor has to be big, a benyoin has to be young, right? So, what's it like this? What'll be if the guy brings with the money a benyoin that is not yet old enough? Shalom gilazman. What's bechlal the din of a benyoin shalom gilazman? So, we're going to have the next Mishnah. Torah Logia's man, a benyan over. I'm sorry, a tor, not a benyan. A benyan is young. I'm talking about a tor. Tor has to be older. You mafresh it when it's too young to be brought. Okay, what's its din? In a mishnah, this next mishnah, we'll have it today or tomorrow, is loy nenin veloy moyelin. There's no me'il on that, because it's not yet ready for the mizbeach. Okay? So says Rishon, it's a funny kasha. I have this money here, right? I could bring with it, I could buy with it, a tor that's too young. Right? Let's say we'll make a crazy thing. Tor has to be 6 months old. I'll buy with that money a 4 month old tor. Right? So okay, I'll wait 2 months and then I'll bring my car. I could do that, right? What's the status of that tor for now? From the 4 months till it becomes 6 months, there's no meal on it. The mission we'll have tomorrow, correct? So Rav Shlok accepts a funny cash. He says, with that money, I could buy a tar that's too young, right? So there didn't be no meal. So tell me on the money there's no meal. Just like you told me here, this money should be chatas, oil, and shlomim, right? It's 2/3 should be meal. Yet you tell me there's no meal on all of the money because I could buy all the money in shlom. No, I could all buy the money, birds that are too young, and there'll be no meal. So tell me as Adin that there's no meal on the money. It's a very strange question. The Gemara's answer is obvious. Okay, that's ridiculous. No one's going to bring that. That's no good. But one could bring a tar that's too young and wait a few weeks. So since you could bring that and that has no me'ilah, so tell me there's no me'ilah on the money. Just like you told me there's no me'ilah on this money, even though you're going to bring a chatas oil and shlomim, but you could theoretically bring shlomim, so there's no me'ilah. So tell me the same thing. I could theoretically buy a bird that's too young, and there'll no be me'ilah. So tell me there's no me'ilah on the money. Strange question. Very strange question. Yeah, okay, so. I guess you could ask that, yeah. But look, that's what the Gemara's answering. And answering, oh my Robo. Omra Toira. The question is a little. I don't even what the question was. Omra Toira, b'mo stumen havei shlomen. What are you telling me? I mean, With this money, I'm supposed to bring a shlomim. I'm just telling you, you could bring all of it as a shlomim, but I'm supposed to bring a shlomim. The Torah never told me to bring a Torah. I mean, I could. I could do a lot of things with the money. I could steal it. I could throw it in the garbage. I mean, I could bring a Torah. It's too young. Omer Torah. What's that sushtali? That's a chanishkin on malazach. Torah never told you to do that. It's even worse. I mean, it's even worse. That's the Mishnah Malach case. You're not allowed to be makdish and mechusas man. Pasha sayisa malchus to be makdish and mechusas man. This gemara is very difficult. What his chavamina was. If it's neutral, it's still a funny kasha. Why in the world should I say it's roy for that? No one's going to do it. It's even worse because you're not allowed to. It's not just the Torah didn't tell me to do it. The Torah told me not to do it. Okay, it's a funny gemara, but you're right. The gemara could have stamazay. Any money set aside for a bird is this. I mean, even a behemoth, you'll buy a behemoth that's less than 8 days old, something like that.
Yeah.
As the Mishnah Melech proves, it's Yisrael Malkus. It's like a balmum.
You know, it's
going to
become
a Mukhusman, so I came out of a Mufurshi Gemara in Chulon. To be just like this in Issa, to be Magdish and Balmum, there's an Issa to Magdish Mukhusman.
Yeah, even Magdish.
To Magdish. We're talking about Magdish, Mavrish, to buy, it's nothing. I mean, to be Mavrish. To say, I raise that, yeah. Problem, it's a problem. It could be, you could be right, just the Gemara chapped on this Torah, because it happens to be the next Mishnah, you know what I mean? I'm saying this example, it happens to be the next Mishnah, says Torah Zayim Bamilo, handling that, you might as well have told me that, I don't know, I'll look into it, I don't know. The Chur said, catch on any M'chusas man. Okay. Epshim and Noimer, Hadam, Kal B'tchilosoi, V'chomo B'soifoi, it starts with Kal and ends up Chomor, Nesochim, Nischayayim, what you pour on the Mizbeach, Choyme betchilosim vekal vesoifon. What's the maintenance? Dam betchilosoi ein moyalin. Yotzel enachal kidrin moyalin boy. Dam, there's no me'ilo, we'll see in the Gemara soon, betchilosim when you start. But at the very end of Dam, at the very end of the day, it's Yotzel enachal kidrin. And then there is Me'ilah. It's a Mishnah in Yuma, if some remember. The Gemara says, Elu ve'elu. Some dam is spilled on the Yesoid Marovi of the Mizbeah. That's the Dam Apnimiyah. Dam Achitzoinim is spilled on the Yesoid Deraimi. The Mishnah says, Elu ve'elu. What happens to that dam? Hits the power, what happens to it? Drips off, goes to the floor of the Azor. Elu ve'elu misorvim ba'oma. They get mixed in the, there was like a stream that ran through the Azor. V'yoytzin l'nachal kidrin, goes out. V'nimkorim l'ganonim, l'zevel. They would sell it to farmers, achveis, for zevel, for fertilizer. U'moyalin bohem. There's me'ila in that dam at the end. Okay, let's hold on 1 second. So it starts off the very strange thing. This is the most interesting thing. It starts off without me'ila, winds up with me'ila at the very end. Nesochim fakert b'tchilosin moyalin bohem. That's a normal, Yardu l'shitin ein moyalim, and the shitin is that hollow underneath the mizbeach. It comes through the seifel on top, hits the top of the mizbeach. The holes goes in, goes through, and winds up somewhere underneath the mizbeach. And there's no meal over there. Okay, now Tana Rabbanan. First, we have to understand this meila in dam. That's clear. That's a meila de Rabbanan. That can't be a real me'ilah for many reasons. First of all, we as this whole sugi is going to prove, we said a million times, there's nothing that is me'ilah after Nasas Mitzvah. At the end of the day, once it's Nasas Mitzvah, there's no more me'ilah. Here, I mean, this is Zichah Nasas Mitzvah. Once you, that's the end of it. I mean, there's nothing happening anymore. That's the biggest Nasas Mitzvah you can have. Number two, the fact that there's only Me'ila at the end, not at the beginning. It has to be a Drabbonon. How could there be a Midoraisa such a thing? I mean, number three, they prove it says Nimkorim leGanonim. You can sell it to thing. How could there be a real Me'ila on it, and I can sell it to the Ganonim to make a few dollars for the Beis Hamikdash? Obviously, there's some sort of a Drabbonon going on here. That's Mefurish in the Rebbe Pliya. That's Mefurish in the Gemara here. Well, this one said Toner Drabbonon. What? Not talking about misery. Yeah. There's no meal. See, there's no meal. That's what it says in the mission. There's no meal in that. Yeah, right. Not even. Even that one. Yeah. That's what the mission says. Okay, we'll see why. He wasn't going to be tzukim for that. But to have a thing that there's no meal and then becomes meal when it goes out to the garbage, that can't be such a thing, not tell you. It has to be a drabon. And also, you're selling it. Of course, it's a drabon. If it's a rice, I can just sell it.
It's so good if you can't sell it.
Yeah, but chalalim, it's also about no. What do you mean, mila? You're not allowed to sell it. That's what mila means. You're not allowed to sell it. You can't do anything with mila. Now, so let's just continue. Ton rabon. Moyalin bedomim, divir me rib shimin. Vachachomim omrim, ain moyalin. Okay, machloikis. Now, the Gemara in Yuma says on that, ad kan lo pligi elamid rabonon. Avo midoraisa ain moyalin bohem. So that's clear in the Gemara. This is a rabonon de kamachloikis. Meaning, the meal in our Mishnah is the Rabbonon, and our Mishnah is Remei Reb Shimon. Now, here we have to be careful. The gears is very... Today's a bad day for gears. We're doing major surgery and a few Gemaras here today. My time or demand Omar ein moyalin. The Gemara is going to bring Tzukim. Now, if you read the Gemara that way, that would imply that the one who said moyalin is min ha-Torah. Because you have, what do you have here? You have Remei Reb Shimon say the meal. Chachom say there's no me'ilah. My time at the Mando Omar ain't moyalin because he has psukim. Mashma, the person who holds moyalim doesn't have those psukim. That would appear to be a machloigis in the rises, right? You tell me he says moyalin, he says ain't moyalin. Why does he say ain't moyalin? Because he has psukim. What about the other guy? He apparently holds moyalim in the rises. Now that can't be. So before Shigamar Nit does that, if we do have to change the gears, so either we make it my timer ain't moyalin. Not my time Manda Omar ain't moyalin. My timer ain't moyalin. Since everybody agrees that really ain't moyalin, what's the reason for that? Or Tosis or Rashi put say it really should say here what it said in Yuma. It really should say here, Ad kan lo pligi el midrabonon. Avo midaraisa ain't moyalin my time. Okay, but that's the facts of life. This machlokes is the rabonon. Midaraisa is no meal in dam. That's your problem. Why in the world shouldn't there be meal in dam? Why not? Before the Zrika, why not? Zodim apsuk. Amarulo, amakro, vaninesativ lochem, shelochem hu. Okay, it's yours, meaning you can use it. Now, obviously, you can't use it, you gotta be zorik it, but there's no me'il on it. Avada, aninesativ lochem, lechaper, ala mizbech. No, aninesativ lochem. What's the word before? Abeach, lechaper, ala shasech. So one learns it from lochem. What? Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana lechaper lekapora nesate velo lemeilo. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makor ki Adam hu banefesh yechaper. So I had the word missing. It should say who. It's from the who they're learning it. Who lefnei kapora lekilacha kapora is who. My Rosh Hashanah is who that remains that way. Before kapora is equal to after kapora. Malacha kapora ein bo meilo. How do I know acha kapora ein bo meilo? Because that's lasis mitzvaso. That's parsha by the Gemara. Aflufnei kaporo, ain bo me'ilo. Okay, interesting. That middle limud is interesting. Limud, lechaper, lechaporo nesatev lo me'ilo. It's not funny. Limud, I mean, first of all, it's not an extra word. The Gemara in Zvochim learns epis from there that where has a limud for lechaporo. So it sounds like it's from the posh of the taitch of the word. It's a funny limud. Just somebody brings a me'iri in you, I didn't get a chance to see it. He claims, because lechaper is a good thing, and me'ilo is a bad thing. So they couldn't go together. Saying Katega Nasa Sanega, something like that. Okay, whatever. It's a limud of some sort. Now, in this last limud, we have a problem. What's the limud in the last one? It's not a direct limud that there's no me'ilah. It's a limud that dam doesn't change. Who lifts the kapor? Like kapor. So after kapor, the poshet, there's no me'ilah. So just like after kapor, there's no me'ilah, so too before kapor, there's no me'ilah. Frank Dikumar, maybe so faket. Make it the other way. Just like before kapor, there is Mila, so too after Kabar, there is Mila. Let's flip it around. V'eimo hochi, ma'lefne kapori yesh bo mila, flacha kapori yesh bo mila. Zogti gomot, das ken doch nicht sein. That's impossible. V'chi yesh lo dover, shenazis mitzvah, so yesh bo mila. That's an impossibility. The truth is, we'll soon see the impossibilities, because the psukim we're going to bring some. But whatever it is, that remains by the Gemara an impossibility, except for two exceptions we'll have in a minute. That anything after kapora, there's no me'ilah. So I have a pasuk who that makes dam is always in the same status. So just like after kapora, there's no me'ilah, so too before kapora, there's no me'ilah. Either Mishnah says there's me'ilah here, Remei Reb Shimon, this Mishnah, that means midrabonon. Since it's midrabonon, you can have nimkorim leganon and whatever it is, that's what they're trying to do over there. Okay. Good. Now says the Gemara. Now the Gemara questions this yisod, the sugi that's here. It's a new, repeats itself in a few places. How do you know this rule? Where did this rule come from, basically, that nasis mitzvasoi, there's no kapora? Amai lo. What?
There's no meila.
What did I say? I'm sorry. Okay. Amai lo. I'll show you a few cases that there is meila. Hare trumas hadeshen. She nasis mitzvasoi, v'yesh boi meil. Now here we got to be very careful. What do we name this meila in the trumas hadeshen? We learned 2 days ago that once you take the Trumas HaDeshen, what remains on that pile is Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if there's meal or not. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Trumas HaDeshen itself. The Trumas HaDeshen itself, that malamach that you take, what do you do with it? You put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That stuff itself, is there me'ilah on it when I put it down? Lechura, there shouldn't be. Because now that piece is, it's not Mizbeach, that's Xeris HaKosov. V'somoy Eit Salam Mizbeach. They learn from V'somoy, you stay, it has to remain there, and it can't be used. So in the Trumas HaDeshen itself, there's Me'ilah forever. It has to sit there forever. That's not Nasas Mitzvah. What's a bigger Nasas Mitzvah than that? What are you supposed to do? You took the Trumas HaDeshen, you put it by the side, and then you go home, finished. And yet it remains Me'ilah forever. So yeah, it's got to be a golden rule, as an iron rule, whatever you call it. As after Nasas Mitzvah, you took a Me'ilah. Ah, you're a Trumas HaDeshen, she Nasas Mitzvah, so V'yesh boi Me'ilah, says the Gemara. You're right. It's an exception to the rule. But let's learn from there. So the Gemara, Mishum Dahava, Trumas HaDeshen, Ve'evre Sir HaMishtaleach, Shneiksuvim HaBoin Ke'echot. V'chol Shneiksuvim HaBoin Ke'echot, Eimelam. Now, what's Evre Sir HaMishtaleach? Evre Sir HaMishtaleach means what? The Sir HaMishtaleach, right? You send La'azozl. Correct. Goes to Azazel. What do you do with it? You sell it down the tzuk over there. It's this goggle until all the avarim break off. Now, at the bottom of that mountain, you got a bunch of avarim of a soyer. Right? Broken pieces. You got pieces of a soyer down on the bottom. Is there me'ilah in those stuff? Okay? Hamsi machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Shmuel, charom amutor, charom asurim. Okay, let's go according to the one that asurim. Pasuk Gemara understands that to mean there's me'ilah. Now, that's not some mitzvah. What's the not some mitzvah when it's Sir HaMishtaleach? The Chiyosel HaTzuk. That's the not some mitzvah, but that's what I have to do with it. Now it's on the bottom. It was the Chiyosel HaTzuk. It got killed. It's a smash. It's a shtiklach soy. Yeah, who said? Charom Rasun. So there's Me'ilah there. So now I have another case of not some mitzvah soy and Me'ilah. Zakti Mordes. Sheikh, that's an old rule we have. Sheikh, it means that these are the two exceptions to the rule. Tumas HaDeshen is Me'ilah after Nasis Mitzvosoi. And Avery Sam Mishtaleach also. Sheikh, but anywhere else in the world, you'll not have it. Zogdi Gemara, Honi Chalamandoma Avery Sir Mishtaleach, Einenemehen. We just said it's a machloikis. That's good if you hold every Sir Mishtaleach, it's like a osabano. Elo Lamando Oma Nenemehen, Maiko Lameima. But there's a Mando Oma, that's just how they learn it. One learns it from the word Midbor. Midbor, it's like the Midbor, meaning it's Hefki, you can do whatever you want with it. One learns it from the word Gizero. Smash my Easter of some sort. But whatever it is, there's a Manda Omer and it's Mut. So according to him, that's not a counterexample. So you have only one counterexample to Masadeshin. If it's one counterexample, it's not a counterexample. You could learn from that. So Ma'ikal Ameima, Zog Digim, I got another one for you. Mishum Dahava, to Masadeshin, a big day kohuna, shnek suma bon keachot. Now, we don't mean big, we mean big day kohen godl. The big day kohen godl. The big day lovers, they v'hinicham shom, they remain there forever. Learns also the Gemara, like v'somo, similar limud, v'hinicham shom, they remain also. I know there's me'ilah in them, and that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the big day lovers is to be worn 1 year by the avodas kohen gadol. That's it. That's the not the mitzvah. Shtei don't that there's me'ilah. So here you have another thing, that even though it's not the mitzvah, is yesh bo meila. So even if I cancel out every sira mishdaleach, I have big day kuhuna. So to sadesh big day kuhuna becomes shnei ksuma bon keachod. V'chol shnei ksuma bon keachod ain malamde. Zog di gemara still not finished because that's a machloikis over there. Reb Doisa holds in Yuma that v'nichem shom doesn't mean it's also banor. It just means it shouldn't be used next year Yom Kippur, but in it could be given over to a Kohen Hedget. I mean, that's the end of it. Shabbat. Just means it shouldn't be used again as the big day law of next year. If I can go, give it over to the God. So you don't have another counter example. So the Gemara should have a tumas adeshen vegla arufa shneksuv ma'bon keachon. Not an example. So now, Egla Ruf is an interesting thing, but here we have to be a little bit careful because Bepashtis, Rashi, I mean, Taisis, most understand there's no Me'ila in Egla Ruf. Egla Ruf has nothing to do with Me'ila. That was of Kodesh. It's just Orfu Shom, it remains also Bahanor. The Gemara is here comparing Nisa Hanor Doraisa, which should also go off with Nasis Mitzvah, so, but doesn't, to Me'ila. Kipshut, there is no Me'ila in Egla Ruf. So we have shnei ksuma bon. So whatever it is, the kids, let's wrap this up here. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, how do we know that a dover shenasis bo mitzvosoi is ein moil in bo? It's shnei ksuma bon kechon at the end of the day. Right now, either it's shumas hadeshen with every so mishtaleach, or it's shumas hadeshen with big dekein godel. Or it's Shumas Hadesh or Negla Rufa. Anyway, we can do it any combination you got. You have at least Shnei Ksuva Bon Kech. Oh, Zogdi Gemara, that's all good if you assume Shnei Ksuva Bon Kech and Malam. But there are people who hold Shnei Ksuva Bon Kech and Malam. And you need Shloish Ksuva. Honicha Lemandomer Ein Malamdin. Elamandomer Malamdin Mayika Lemaymar. So again, you have to figure it out. According to a lot of people, you'll have three or four here. But if you take all the right people, let's say you take Reb Doisa together with the Manda Omer, every Siyam HaShaleich is Mutter, you're down to only two examples. At the end, if you take the right people, so they're busy, the numbers don't exactly work out. Whatever it is, but you have to cross the sheet to see. If there is a person who holds like Reb Doisa and holds Osir over there, a Mutter over there, he'll have only two Ksuvim. He'll have only Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufo, and if he holds Shleshiksum Abon Keecho Rei Melam B'Shleshiksum Melam, then you're back stuck. And for the Gemara, worst case scenario, if there is such a person, Trei Me'utik Sivei, there happen to be Me'utim Ksiv Hosom Ho Arufo, meaning only there Uksiv Hosom V'Som Moi Eitzel HaMizbeach Hani Ein Midachrin Alo. So at the end of the day, we have mi'utim. Meaning in Egla Rufin is a mi'ut. And in Trumas Hadeshin, there's a built-in mi'ut that what I'm telling you, the Torah says only here. V'somoy, Tzolom's Be'ah, there's mi'il in this forever, even though it's not Mitzvah. But it's only here, v'somoy. Or over there, ho'a Rufo, and nowhere else. Good. So at the end of the day, we remain la'locha, as we always know. But in point of fact, we now know it's from Psukim. It's not Stamazay. It's from Shnei Ksuvim Bo'kechor or from Miutim. That Adov Shenas Mitzvosoi, there's no Me'ila Me'ila by Dam, that I have a Pasuk, who Lefnei Kapora, who Lachar Kapora. So I now know from these Psukim that Lachar Kapora, there's no Me'ila. Veshach Atokin Me'ila before Kapora. So Dam becomes an interesting thing. There's no Me'ila in it. I, the Mishnah, you say there is Me'ila. That's a Me'ila Derabbonah. Okay. No, we said before there's no chumash, no? What? Ma'ikim in the rice labona, the rice mishalm in chumash, the bona lo. Beis on a beis. It's either 10 days ago or 7 years from now, whatever it says. Yeah, it's money, you just have to pay back. Beis on a beis.
What's the difference between
light in the head and light in the head? You have to pay back. Yeah, that's a big difference. That's a big difference. Okay. Okay, the next piece of Gemara requires major surgery. There's the Bosha no choice. I mean, everybody twists it. The words just don't read. They just don't read. The Mishnah said, the truth is, many people claim, including Tosis in a few places, that this whole piece of Gemara should be taken out. And what it should say is what it says in the Gemara in Sukkah. So we'll quickly go over the Gemara in Sukkah, then what it should say, then we'll see how to crowbar it into our Gemara. I just know you could do it. There's no easy aids here. We have the Mishnah, so I say, what did the Mishnah say? Nesachim betchila mayalin, yardu l'shitin ain mayalin. Okay, there's no momilu when it hits the shitin. Now, let's go start the Gemara. Lema masnisin de loker ebelezer beb tzadik. Who's a blever tzadik? The sanya blezer beb tzadik oimer lul koton hoya ben kevish la mizbeach b'marova shel kevish. You have the mizbeach coming down, right? In the middle of the south side, you have the kevish coming out. He says a little bit off to the left. I mean, on the west of the kevish over there, there was an opening in a floor with a trap door. And through there, they would go in every so often to the sheet and clean them out. But the sheet wasn't all the way down there in the depths. It was the Rambam explains, it was a cellar over there, some sort of a cellar under the thing, but it was accessible. There was a door right here. They would go in every so often and clean out. That's a blessing of tzaddik. The dried up wine. They've been pouring wine every day down there. Eventually, it's going to get ganz gooey down there. It's going to get full up. So they would go in and clean it out every so often. The Gemara assumes here, it's also a good question, why the Gemara assumes it, that there are cholkim on Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadik, and the cholkim hold, there's no trap door, that's okay. But according to them, the Gemara understands that it goes out of Tahoim, it's not a basement. So it's just it was hollowed out under the Mizbeach. When you pour it in the wine, that was the end of it, you're never going to see it again. You can't reach it, it goes all the way down. Okay, that's not so bad. So what the Gemara says in Sukkah is, which it will say in our Gemara eventually, the Gemara says like this, Lema. Lema Reblezer Tzadiki. This mission, what is this mission to say? Once the wine, whatever it is, the Nesachim hits the Sheetin, there's no Mami'il. That mission sounds like Reblezer Tzadik. Why? Because according to Reblezer Tzadik, we can have an intelligent discussion. Are you moiling that stuff or are you not moiling it? Because it was accessible. Every so often they went down and they took it out. So I got to know. Is the meal and that stuff? They're going to go down and they're going to find congealed wine, right? I assume it'll congeal. I mean, so is the meal in that or not? But according to Rabbonim, what's to discuss? It's in the center of the earth somewhere. No, there's nothing there. It's Arat Tahoim. You're never going to get it. No one ever goes there and you can't reach it. There's nothing there. Rabbonim honoch sulul Tahoim. The wine goes all the way down to the bottom. No one's ever going to get to it. What's that for me? Zogun? It's a yemi'ila, not mila. It's a totally impractical question because nobody ever's going to get there. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tamer rabbonon bide iklat. You could have a case. There's a guy standing right there. I don't know. He stuck his hand in somehow. And he grabbed the wine before it fell down all the way to the center of the earth. So you could have it. It's a crazy case. But you could have it. Zog the Gemara. Okay? Then the Gemara says the other way. Ikadamre, lema rabba faket. Let the faket, the Mishnah is good in the Rabbonon. Why? Velo Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. The Reb Lezer. Yeah, because Reb Lezer also says you have to burn it. When you take it out, you have to burn it. Akati bidushosayu kaime. Says the Gemara. And you see from Reb Lezer that if you have to burn it, it must still have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, if the Reb Lezer, ein lechodov shenas mitzvos l'moyalim boy. There's no me'il and someone's not some mitzvahs. I says to burn it. Could be you have to burn it. Stam say, but that doesn't make me'il like we had before. Sreifas kochim doesn't need a big day kahuna. We had before an Omer Aleph. Sreifas kochim doesn't make not some mitzvahs. So the nisuch is what's called not some mitzvahs. Okay, that's how the Gemara says there. The Gemara's first approach was Lechuritz or Blazer Tzadik, because according to Rabbonim, what's to talk about? You can't access that stuff. Like, in a freaky case, you could. A guy grabbed it on the way down. Then it says the other way. Lechuritz or Rabbonim, because according to Blazer, since you have to burn it, it should be Mila. It's like, well, no. It's saying Lechadov Shnas Mitzvos. Now, let's see what our Gemara says. The first part of our Gemara has a tzad that doesn't exist in that Gemara. And it's a strange tzad. And that's why Tosis says, or Iker like there, Tosis says over there, Mishnah b'meilo umatzka lo b'gemor b'loshoynes acherim, different than the gemor in Sukkah. Shein tzuvim kan v'girsa d'hocha iker. See, this first tzad is a very strange tzad. Let's see what it says. Leima masisa d'lo k'reb lezer b'tzodik. The Mishnah Chura is not like Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik. The Sanya, Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik Oymer, Lul Koton Hoyo Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach, B'marovo Yishol Kevesh, Achas L'Shivim Shona, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kuna Yordenbo, Umevi and Yayin Korush, Shehudoyma L'Gulei Dveila, it's clumped together, V'sorfin Oysoy B'Kedusha. You have to burn it B'Kodesh. How do you know that? Shenemar Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheikhol Hashem. Kishem Sheni Sucha Bigdusha, Kachsui Fosa Bigdusha. It says Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheikha, just like the Nisuch is in a Mokim Kodesh, so too the Sreifa. You're about to ask me a good question. Gemara's guessing. What in the world say about Sreifa that Pasuk? I say a word about Sreifa there. He says Bakoidesh Haseich Nesach Sheikha. Well, Kishem Sheni Sucha Bakoidesh, Kachsui Fosa Bakoidesh. I say a word about anything over there. Frank the Gemara, my mashu. Where do you see anything over there? Dr. Rashi in Kesuka, mehocha sreifa. What does it say about sreifa over there? It says bakodesh haizlech nesam sheikh al Hashem. What does it do with sreifa? So the Gemara, no, I didn't mean that pasuk. It's another pasuk. Omer Avin asi kodesh kodesh. It's not like Zevi Shova. Tziv hocha bakodesh. It says he brought that pasuk not to compare nisuch to kodesh. He brought that pasuk for the word bakodesh. It says bakodesh haizlech nesam sheikh. So you have Xavier Shova from what do you call it? From Nesachim to Sreifas Noisa. Ma Noisa Sreifas Bikedusha Afainami Bikedusha. So what's the kasha? The Chura kasha is like we said over there. If it's Reb Lezer and he says Sreifas Noisa Bakodesh, so Lechur Yisim Bikedusha So Kaimo. So Rashi says, "Came in the matzach l'sreifa bekedusha islenami demoyalim bohem." Islenami moyalim bohem. Answers the Gemara very strange answer here. This already is difficult, so they don't like. Afilu teimo Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik deikol deiklat. Now, this is very funny. What does that mean? He caught it on the way down. What is that supposed to mean? Yeah, the way they learn it, Rashi and Tosfos, is a very difficult thing here. When did he say it's Kodesh? Adel Mimimi Me'ilo? When it hits the floor. If it hits the bottom of that thing, whatever is the bottom of the Shisan over there, was this Ritzpah, then it's Mitzrosa B'Sreifa, and then you have to burn up a Kodesh. He stuck his hand in. He caught the wine as it was dripping down before it hit the floor. On that is Ein Moyalim Bohem. Now that is counterintuitive to everything we've learned. I mean, what are you telling me? That's called, why is it no meal? Because it's not mitzvosa. That's the pashtus. Once you pour it, it's not mitzvosa. But when it hits the ground all of a sudden, it gets back me'ilu. That's a double pell. I mean, this is what they just don't understand. Nobody understands what's going on over here. Rashi says a strange lotion. The Ritzpo is Makadeshit. Karko Ashis Makadesh Lehu. It sounds from Rashi like it's not just Mitzvosli. And when it hits the ground, it gets a new Kedusha, starts again. It's a double Pelech. It's not a double Pelech. Yeah, it's the floor. It's nothing. What's going on over here? It Tosi says, if you grab it in the air, it's not Mitzvosli. But if you don't grab it, then it's not Mitzvosli. What is that? We just don't know what to say. I mean, that's what they all say to Rishayim. This is very gear. So the Chorinim here just remain with a question mark. Just question mark one after the other. Everybody. Just don't know what's going on over here. That's the first shlav of the Gemara. And that is not over there. That's what Tosi says. It's Ika probably doesn't really belong in the Gemara. Now, the next piece of Gemara, with the printed words, I don't know. But basically what everybody tries to do is make it follow that Gemara. We'll try the best we can. There are definitely words missing, according to everybody. It has to be, the best we can do is as follows. Ika da amre. Now it starts the other way. Lemo masnisin Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. That's like the Gemara in Sukkah. Pashtis the Mishnah is like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik. Because according to the Rabbanon, there's no case. The wine goes down to who knows where, and they'll never see it again. What sense does it make to tell me, yeah, moy, it's not no geya. The answer is the ikolat. Like the Gemara in Sukkah, meaning it'll be no geya in a case where somebody stuck his hand in there and grabbed the wine. Okay. Now, there's nothing we can do. You have to change the words. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Fakir, you just told me it could be in the Rabbanon, and now the Gemara says it must be the Rabbanon. Why? Because according to Blazer of Tzadik, since you have to burn it, now we're going the other way. There should be Me'ilah. And on that, the way Rashi brings here the answer is like there. Ein l'cho davar shenas mitzvosoi. I said Sreifas Kodesh. Sreifas Kodesh doesn't make Mila, like we said back here. That's not called not Nas Mitzvos. Tosis has these words, Midrabonon. The Sreifa, the ganze Sreifa of Rebbe Lezer is only Midrabonon. You don't really need Sreifa. That's how Tosis has it. The Ika Damre basically is the Gemara in Sukkah. However you want to, whatever, however you like to do it, put in the whatever words you want. Every achron has his way of putting the words in. The Gedami starts like the Gemara in Sukkah. The Mishkal Rishon is it shouldn't be Reb Lezer. Fakir, the other way. Ikedami starts the Mishnah is like Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik, because according to the Rabbanon, there's just no case. You'll never see that wine again. There's no case. Answer. The Ikolat is the fluky case of the guy who stuck his hand in and caught it in the middle. Then the Gemara turns it around the other way. So then let's say it's only the Rabbanon. Because according to the Blazer Mitzvah, since he said Seraphim Bakkadesh, it's B'dushos HaKaimo, there should be Me'ilah. Either the Gemara answers, like the Gemara here, Ein L'chodov Shenasis Mitzvah, so Umaylimbo. It could be the Sreifa for there. What does that do with Me'ilah? Which we didn't understand the whole thing at the start, but that's the simple answer. Or Tosis makes it even better. The ganze Sreifa here, that you show the ganze Zachas and Asmachta, there's no Sreifa Midaraisa, there's nothing to talk about, there's no Me'ilah. At the end of the day, all stardom, there's no Me'ilah here. Except for the first Loshin in Ar Gemara. According to the first Loshin in Ar Gemara, which many say shouldn't be there, there is Me'ilah, according to Blazer Tzadik, if it hits the floor. If, it's a strange thing, in mid-flow, there's no Me'ilah. If a guy will grab it, it's over. Yet when it hits the floor, it starts again. That's a double pal. I mean, there is nobody I saw who has any beginning of an explanation for this. I read from the Kaddish. This doesn't make any sense, Boshit. As again, it's there's no such thing. We have no such thing like this. That you lose meal, get back meal. We're talking about. Yeah, this is the Sokhim. Dam has no Me'ilah really.
Until after it goes out about the kitchen.
But that's a Rabbana.
That Me'ilah starts after.
Yeah, but that's a Rabbana. That's Gufa Tosis says the right, that's Rabbana.
Why does it only start after it goes out about the kitchen? Why?
Because they wanted. Why it starts then?
Yes.
Why the Rabbana made it start then?
Before it flows out about the kitchen, when it's not always there flowing down to
it's Mutter all the way out, even, yeah. When it collects. Because it collects there. They want people using it, I guess.
So Rashi says because it goes
to yeah, oh, this Rashi, yeah, correct. Right. Good, right. Yeah, but the problem is, that would sound like once it goes out already, there'll be Me'ilah. It doesn't have to hit the Nachal Kidron. That's true. Yeah, I forgot. That's interesting, Rashi, also. No Gzeir in the Migdash. That's an interesting thing. What Rashi means, also not a simple thing. What he means there, because kochi kochim shochtu bedorim is mila d'rabbanan. That's in the Mikdash. Rashi made a blanket statement. It's got to be much, very, very limited. Doila Shlomi has a big to do over here. That statement is just that blanket statement is not true. It's not true. I mean, the whole first sugya, shochtu bedorim, right? We say this mila d'rabbanan. Where is that animal standing in the Azorah over there? It's the dorim, but it's in the Azorah. So you're telling me Yom Exeris in the Mikdash? Okay, that's a shmooze into itself. I mean, and you have a... Okay, once you bring it up, it's an important thing to know, not do this, but they shouldn't be confused with ain't shvus ba Mikdash. Ain't shvus ba Mikdash. The Mashur says, in Shabbos, Ein Shvus B'Migdash goes only on Isuri Shabbos. Doesn't mean there's no Issur D'Rabbanan in the Migdash. It's not true. It can't. There's many, many Psulim D'Rabbanan in the Migdash, many of them. We don't know. It has to be figured out. It has to be worked on. It's not the simple thing he says here. He makes it very difficult. He makes something that could only be in the Migdash. That's the Da. Shochta bedorim is very close to kodshim. That's not the basic case. Kodshim shemesus milad rabbono. And she was from en goyzim ben migdash. So he says, good. Kodshim shemesu, it could have died before it got into the migdash. It's not endemic to the migdash. It could happen outside. Rashi means something that is only in the migdash. Zriga's dam, that's only in the migdash. The problem is, what do you do? Shochta bedorim. That is. So he says that's like kachim shemesu the gemara. It's work. It's technical work. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
In the case of the kolat,
yeah. Right, right, right. Everybody and every tzad of the gemara. Right. In that first tzad of the gemara. Yeah. To burn it. Yeah, but we learned over here that burning doesn't make that's so. So that's the problem. Burning alone is not enough. We had it. It's a mistake. From the law. That's a problem. Straight that we had it because Sefer Scotch doesn't need big dekuna. It's a problem. This is just a problem. I mean that's what it says. You're right. It's just it doesn't fit with what we know. Okay. Yeah, listen, once the Shabbos is there, it's going to be 50. She gives 51. She should be back in the front. Day before 50. Right? Oh, just hit stop. Hit the red button. Sorry. Yeah. No. Stop.